Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
When great events in history occur, do witnesses realize the importance? Looking back on my time now, I realize I was one of the lucky ones, privileged to tell the stories of those times. I'm Orville Mulligan, sports writer.
The Guardian does not yet produce a Sunday edition, and so there's no need to come into the office on Saturday. But when the office is downstairs and the business is the baby of the family, well, it's easy to forget that this is work. Besides, someone's got to keep an eye on old Frank Delft, editor-in-chief. God knows what investment he might come up with or some new gadget he might buy, if left to his own devices, so to speak. My father is many things to many people. To some, he's the brash editor barking out orders. To others, he's an admin trying to sell on more column inches. To me, he's a loving father, kind with his time and leading by example. As for Jay Johnson, I'd say he's the son my father never had, but I'm the son my father never had. He's more like a combination of mentor and foster father to old Jay the orphan. Jay would rather spend his Saturdays here than at the orphanage. Who could blame him?
Look at this, Johnson. Isn't she just great?
She sure is, Mr. Delft, sir. A real looker.
That's modern Kodak technology right there. The snazziest, jazziest, latest edition brownie. Shame about the last one, but I guess even the best modern technology can't stand up to baseball.
Oh, I know that, sir.
But as I've heard, Johnson, the brownie may soon be obsolete.
Really, Mr. Delft?
Some are saying the German manufacturer Leica is set to release a model with detachable lens and internal photographic film development.
Imagine that.
It seems like a logical next step in the technology. Everything tends to the lighter, more compact. Today ends the box camera era. Tomorrow, the flash lamp.
But how will enough light ever be generated, Mr. Delft?
With a self-contained light bulb. So says the thinking, anyway. I'd run a piece in the paper on these advances, and all I get off the wire are rumors. I should work on my German.
I'm not sure exactly what this story says about my father, or fatherhood in general. But you have to admit, it is a story. And happy Father's Day to all you dads out there.
This has been Orville Mulligan, sports writer, an audio drama podcast from Number 80 Productions and the Sports History Network. Episode script and story by Oz Davis and Darren Hayes. Orville Mulligan, sports writer, stars Doug Fy, Ilana Fy, and Eric Bodwell. This episode co-stars in Lennon DeLeon. And David Lizzo of Dynamo Stairs. Please see this episode's liner notes for the full soundtrack listing. Orville Mulligan Sports Writer is produced by Oz Davis and Darren Hayes. Series concept by Darren Hayes. Keep your dial locked to this podcast station for the next exciting episode of Orville Mulligan Sports Writer, coming soon.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, and I'd like to invite you to the portal of positive football history, Pigskin Dispatch and PigskinDispatch.com. We talk about everything that centers around the game of American football, expert discussions, the origins of the games, the great players, teams, and coaches, and more, as some great guests and insights from experts. We have new episodes 3 to 4 times a week, and you can find us on SportsHistoryNetwork.com, PigskinDispatch.com, or your favorite podcast provider.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.